This is Mind Your Body, a dance movement therapy perspective on the integration of our emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual aspects of our being into one more aware and whole existence.
All right. So today we are talking to Battelle McGinn, who is a qualified and experienced creative movement psychotherapist and creative clinical supervisor. Battelle works in an adolescent psychiatric unit where she offers group and one-on-one sessions with a variety of mental health needs. Battelle also runs her own private practice and is offering supervision. And alongside her clinical work, she's a dance theater artist and choreographer. She's also a qualified lecturer and currently lecturing in Bristol City College on the Creative Arts Therapies course. Welcome, Battelle.
Thank you very much. It's very excited to be here with you.
Yes, me too. Today we're going to talk about body image in teenagers, and you're going to bring in some themes or some things that are going on that you're seeing in the adolescent psych unit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So maybe you can start off by kind of describing what's bubbling up around body image, what you're seeing in currently in the units and your work.
Yeah. So the kind of body image I've noticed is a theme that comes up quite regularly, but it also changes according to the circumstances or the environmental factors or social factors that are happening at the time. So it's almost like it's quite a popular challenge, but it's also almost it's like a roller coaster challenge. It kind of changes a little bit, the demands of it or the needs of it or the complexities of it change. So it keeps me I have to stay quite on my toes with kind of the ways of working or what might be needed or what's underlying, you know, that the kind of concept of body image. So that's one thing that I've noticed, is that the young people come in with body image challenges, but that's kind of multi-layered. It's not a very, it's quite a complex theme because it has a lot of little strands attached to it. So that's what I find quite exciting about working with the young people with this theme, because it's in itself is like a dance, trying to kind of uncover, right, you know, what's underneath it or what it's trying to communicate. Yeah.
Oh, that was going to be my next question, is like, when you're doing dance therapy with them, how are they bringing it into the session? Are they bringing it through their responses through movements or through particular movements? What are you seeing in terms of how they bring it into session?
Well, in the unit, sometimes it's kind of a challenge that we discuss in the multidisciplinary team prior to me seeing the young person as the main struggle that they have. And so then I kind of come into the work with that young person, focusing on body image. And sometimes the idea of body image comes after, without, kind of as an aftermath, and it becomes more apparent as the sessions and the therapy begins. But in any case, I think what I've noticed is the young person comes with their body, and that's kind of the main point of interaction. And what I try and support and aim for is for them to recognize and acknowledge their body with their challenges. And then we together find a way to explore exactly what's going on. Because when we say, or when the young person says, I have a body image issue, that's huge, isn't it? It's massive. It can be so many different things. Mm-hmm. So I try and kind of, rather than focus on that in specifically, I try and kind of start to go underneath and see what do they mean by that in their own words. And it's really interesting what they come out with, because they have their own language and they have their own, you know, ways of saying who they feel they are and identity without the kind of label of a body image. And when I take that, you know, when I invite them to put that away a minute and just kind of meet each other and start to explore who we are together in this room, it's their kind of language about who, about themselves and their body is different. And it's really quite, it's much more simple in that way, which is, yeah, refreshing. So yeah, I mean, I'm working at the moment with a young person who has really, her ideas of perfectionism have really impacted her directly on her love of body and love of body self. And she's kind of, her language has kind of got used to saying, or maybe it's systemic, maybe it's the organization that's kind of, the language of the organization has infiltrated her own language, right? But she's quite comfortable with saying, I have a body image issue, and I'm a perfectionist. But actually, when I kind of invite her just to put that to the side and we kind of explore that a little bit, there's a lot of fear and a lot of kind of loneliness and a lot of uncertainty about her identity. And because that creates confusion and it's kind of multi-layered with other things that she's going through, I think her way of expressing that is through the body, and how my body isn't good enough. And that then becomes a body image issue. So when we started looking more into the fear, into the confusion of identity, and to this, you know, what that actually means for her in terms of her movement and her body, it kind of opens up other access points. And it puts body image a little bit, it's less, you know, it's less of a thing. It becomes less of a pressure, becomes more open, and we start to explore other aspects. And then what happens is it usually becomes quite playful and quite curious and quite, you know, focused on exploration rather than on this is how I am and that's what's wrong with me, you know?
So it
using
sounds like
her own language.
More, yeah, like it sounds like it's more about the label, in a sense of like, I have a body image issue, and it's like, I don't know, I'm not clapping, but I'm putting my hands together as if it's like closed, it's constricted, like that's it, that's what I have. But then when you put it into movement, you create more space and there's more room to play. And you said curious and room for exploration.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think there's something really, there's a delicate interplay between a mental health challenge, and then what comes alongside that, which is the self and the person. Mm-hmm. And there's something that I really love about young people is there's still that, you know, there's something that can be really, really raw and playful once that is given permission to explore with them. And so, you know, when this young person was talking about perfection, we were exploring what that word means. You know, it's there, it's a word, isn't it? It's a word. And it's in the dictionary, and it's something that's used. So it's not a bad word. It's just how we perceive it and what impact that has on ourselves with our own bodies and our own lives. And so it's kind of making it more of a fluid conversation, you know, and allowing this specific young person to become more curious about it and see what's underneath it rather than immediately feeling like it's negative.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what I'm trying to invite. Yeah. Through movement.
Yeah. I found that a lot in my work in psychiatric hospitals, like kind of, I would have a lot of groups where they'd say, hi, my name is so-and-so and I have bipolar or I am an alcoholic. And it was like, it just, a lot of times it had this quality of like, this is who I am. This is how I'm going to be. And this is how I'm presenting that to you. So I love that. Yeah, I love bringing movement into it and opening that up and seeing, oh, there's so much more to my identity here. And I notice you're saying young people, young person, is that a conscious choice that you're saying versus teenager or adolescent?
That's kind of the term that we use in the unit that I work in, is young people. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's interesting that you've recognized that distinction, that difference. I'm so used to saying that I, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I worked with adolescents, teenagers, young people, whatever you call it, in the psychiatric hospital as well. And it was, I do feel like adolescents, it was adolescents that everyone called them. And it does have such a impersonal feel to it. But I like, yeah, I like that you're saying young people. One thing that I was curious about when proposing, when we were talking about this topic, is the rise of social media platforms like TikTok. I know that I have family members whose children are in those teenage years, and it's like really becoming an issue in different ways. And I wonder how do you see that in relationship with what's going on with body image perception and challenges?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's quite a big challenge, isn't it? It's really infiltrating, I think, so many of these young people's psyche, because that is so much part of their communication and the way that they kind of, you know, I think that forms part of their identity now, is using social media. And having to kind of break down that almost addiction, really, in a way, is a challenge. It is a real challenge. And however, what I have noticed is that once the work begins, the therapy work, and we start to develop a relationship and we start to really kind of explore challenges in terms of identity and body image within that, the young people themselves recognize how the use of social media is not healthy. And that's really promising when it comes from them out. So it comes from their experience of not having it, helps them recognize the really difficult impact it can have on them. And it's a social problem, isn't it? It's definitely a social problem. And it's and again, it's the way that I see it is it's there and it's not going to go away. And it's something that is, you know, part of our society now. So it's part of young person's language as well. You know, so much of their language now is formed on social media, that I try and find there are positive ways of using social media. And that's what I try and do, is try and encourage a positive use of that, that can empower them and that can give them ways to feel strong and have confidence and self-esteem. And it does work. There are ways of doing that. There are ways of doing that. And sometimes it becomes an exploration with the young person. You know, it becomes kind of, what do you think you can do? How do you think you can use it in a way that's beneficial and can support rather than hinder? And it's really interesting. From my experience, most of the time they come up with really creative ways, and then it becomes a positive impact rather than a negative.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think we have a lot to answer for, though, in terms of social, you know, the social, strand of our culture.
imagine,
for sure.
Like a dance, in dance therapy terms. Well, I downloaded TikTok for about, I wouldn't even say a day. and I deleted it. Because it was like, I could feel in my own body, it was like, I could feel anxiety just going through the videos. I don't even know. It was probably only an hour. And I was just thinking, like, I have a choice to delete it. It's not like, it's not going to impact me socially very much. And how much teenagers probably doesn't feel like they have a choice until you introduce what you're talking about is like, oh, I can choose how I want to have a relationship with this platform, social media. But I wonder how it comes in dance therapy, because, you know, from what I've seen, it's like, right, there's this short video. A lot of it does incorporate dance or movement in some way. And it's just the 15 seconds of like, presentable movement, right? Or nice movement, or entertaining, or right, movement in all these quote unquote positive ways. And so I wonder if that comes up in your dance therapy work, where it's harder to just be more authentic in the body or in expression of movement.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, with adolescents or young people, developmentally in their state, you know, in their developmental stage, they're trying to figure things out, aren't they? They're trying to figure out what's going on. Who am I? And so when they're kind of thrown all these images and all these kind of ways of being at them so quickly, it can really take you off balance, right? So a lot of what I do, or some of the things that come up, is balance. And because we end up doing quite a lot of balancing and exploring weight without explicitly saying this is about weight or this is about this, but it's quite authentically, when we talk about identity, there's a lot of the times we go into balancing shapes and balancing poses. And what I love exploring within the balancing is the wobbles. And what do we do in a wobble, and what a wobble enables us to experience and to explore, and how do we then go back to the balance after a wobble? And that's really, really insightful. And because I'm doing it with them, we're kind of doing it together, and we're experiencing the same kind of shape or movement, but very differently. So I really invite our narrative to be kind of present in what we do all the time. And I try and model that. So, you know, if I would do a balance and fall out of my balance, and then I would kind of share, oh, that felt really weird. I felt off balance there. And I had to really hold on to my center to not completely collapse. And my hands helped me find myself again. And now it feels really good to be back in the balance, you know, kind of just sharing what I'm experiencing in the moment. And the young person then usually is able to kind of really connect to that. And then we get into that dance, and it becomes bigger sometimes. And then the focus is more, the wobble all of a sudden takes us. and where does the wobble take us? And I think that's a lovely, playful, and but really powerful way of exploring the idea of perfectionism, of this is how things should look. This is, you know, what I want things to be like, but then they don't necessarily always end up that way. And that's okay, because I can come back, and it's my body that's doing that with me. And so then we go into, you know, the idea of body function and body awareness, and slowly get into the idea of body acceptance, just through that idea of a balance and a wobble, a balance and a wobble. You know, that's kind of one way in to that. Yeah. Yeah.
My baby is crying. I don't know if you can hear it.
I can't hear it. No.
That's, isn't that amazing, that dance therapy is that you can explore such deep personal conflicts without even saying, right? It's not like, all right, we're going to explore perfectionism and your self-image and we're going to talk about it. It's just like, oh, let's just try this out in our bodies and see what it brings up. So yeah. Mm. And you have to, I feel like you have to do it that way with teenagers, especially, at least when I worked with them, it was just like everything had an eye roll. So I had to make it look, you know, cool or, you know, somehow secretly have them explore or get clarity on something that, you know, they were working through.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the time I use props, therapeutic props to help in. And also I've, since COVID actually, funnily enough, I've started to use a lot more art. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that that's a really great way in, again, into accessing the body. And so we, you know, through the art is the focus, and then slowly the art becomes less the focus, but it's how the body is moving into making the art. And then we,
I remember working with a lot of one-on-ones in the psych hospital with teenagers, and we would very, like 99% of the time, I would begin with art.
Yeah.
It's just more familiar. It's less threatening than like my body, my body as the,
yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
And also the art images would come out to be so brilliant, because it would be, you know, the idea of, you know, having a massive piece of paper on the wall and different paints and just coming and going from the piece of paper on the wall. By the end of it, we didn't know really what we would be drawing, but then we would have a look and it would be like this really amazing abstract piece of art that we didn't even intend on making, which was, again, that's the beauty of kind of the spontaneity of it, kind of not having the focus on how it's going to look like, but on the experience of doing it. It really helps with body image. It helps bring back our sense of positive, you know, our positive sense of self.
Yeah. And again, back to kind of the theme of social media, is it takes the focus on the process versus the product, which is like, we're so product oriented or focused, like, right, this 15 second video or this picture that I'm posting, it's like, it's got to look really perfect or this way. And yeah, I love how that you're speaking of is more focused on the process, and it's like, we don't know what it's going to become, but yeah, we're just moving. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share on this?
Yeah. Topic? Well, I mean, the one thing I would say as well on about social media is how it's a very quick, you know, form of communication. And I think sometimes the beauty in a dance therapy session is kind of playing with pace and playing with rhythm And again, bringing things back to kind of just.
Hello. Yep, you were saying.
I'm here. Yeah.
Playing with the rhythm and pace.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another thing that I really love exploring, is that kind of idea that not everything is immediate and not everything is quick, which social media is, and really bringing it down, bringing things down a little bit, just to be more grounded, you know, and mindful, and remembering that the body has different rhythms, like our heart, like our everything, and kind of really exploring those different rhythms in the body as well. I think that that's become a topic as well in body image. Yeah.
That's so important. So,
yeah. Yeah.
There's a whole in between process happening between, like, I mean, just even hearing the parallel of healing and growing. It's like a lot of times we just see like, bam, you know, I don't know. I'm doing this for anyone who's not watching, like I'm doing this kind of presentation of like, here I am, here I'm growing. And we don't hear like 90% of the process. And then when you're in a DMT session, it's like, you're in all of that. And the uncomfortable parts of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And thoughts and emotions, they have processing, you know, we don't just feel something and then it happens. And that, and when that it does happen, it creates anxiety. So there's something about in the dance, in the movement that we have in the session, there's something about being with and allowing that to be present, and how that, you know, and kind of seeing what that brings with it, starting to really reconnect into that. It's hard with young people because there's such a need for immediacy.
And again,
it's not about saying, you know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. It's like connecting to the different zones, isn't it? The zones of awareness, the zones of who I am within myself. And immediacy is fine and it's great. Fast pace is brilliant. I love it. I'm a fast paced person, but it's also, we need to balance that out, right? So that's explored a little bit in sometimes whenever it's relevant. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll start wrapping up while my internet is still cooperating. Is there any way that you'd like for anybody to reach out or keep in touch with you?
Yeah, that would be great. I have a website. So that's, I have to get this right. It's www.batelmagen. So that's BATELMAGEN. Movement therapy, all one word. It's really long.
I'll write it.
.co.uk. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's great. And that has all of the information about my therapy work and my private practice and things like that. I think that's it. I think I'm really excited that you're doing this and that you're kind of sharing and exposing and inviting and giving people permission all in one little ball to kind of embrace their bodies. Yeah, yeah. I think especially at this time, after such a difficult time with the pandemic, it's really important to have that mind-body connection. So I think this is really profound. To help that healing happen. So
absolutely.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. If you could give one message for the listeners to take away, what would it be?
When in doubt, in self, move.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What I do.
I was like, yep, that works for me. It's just getting through the resistance. That's the hard part.
And let resistance move as well. Resistance needs to be moved. Yeah. So that would be my little tip.
Love it. Thank you so much, Batel.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for sharing your wisdom.